describe to me what the house looked like when you left.
Well, I mean, it wasn't spotless.
A mom comes clean about her cousin's rental.
I truly want to apologize for all the damages. Russell has a lot of issues, and we are trying to work through that.
After her problem child's dirty tricks.
What did you do?
I did nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
I really want you to understand that I am sympathetic with the fact that you have your hands full.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Travis Needham is suing his cousin, Marcia Tucker, for stolen property and vandalism to his rental property.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 300 on the calendar, in the matter of Needham versus Tucker. You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Needham, the defendant is your cousin, and she was going to relocate with her family from one state to another. You had a rental property. You made an arrangement with her to rent your rental property to her. I think that the house was rented for something like $550 a month. Is
yes.
that right? You moved in what month?
The middle of April.
And left in what month?
The middle of October.
And you notified your cousin the beginning of October that you would be leaving?
That's correct.
You remember what date it was?
We were going to leave the 15th.
And what date did you notify him that you were going to leave on the 15th?
When I gave him the rent check at the beginning of the month.
In what amount?
$550.
So you paid for the full month's rent?
Yes, I did.
And on what date did she give you the rent check for October?
October the 3rd or 4th.
So you had some notice that she was leaving?
She told me they were going to be leaving probably by the end of the month. There was no set day, but she did say probably by the end of the month.
But then you left in the middle of the month.
Correct.
Tell me why.
Well, I actually was not able to find a job in Kansas. I was notified by my old job that I could get my job back in Indiana, and I had an interview on the 16th, so I had to get back quickly.
Okay. It is your claim, Mr. Needham, that the house was left in a trashed condition.
Yes.
And you want your cousin to be responsible for that.
You are correct.
Ms. Tucker says that while she didn't have the opportunity to clean up the place as well as she might have, it was messy, but it was not destroyed. And she has a counterclaim because she says that you've been posting pictures of what the house looked like on the internet for her family and friends to see, and it paints her in a terrible light. And she doesn't know what happened to your house, but certainly she did not do it. Ms. Tucker, a couple of questions, and then I'm going to go to Mr. Needham. Who lived in the house with you?
My son and my husband.
Did your son and your husband both leave with you when you left on the 15th?
Yes, they did.
And how were you going to get home to Indiana?
My father-in-law had actually came from Indiana to help us bring some things back. And then we had our car as well.
Who drove your car?
I did.
And who was in the car with you?
My son and his friend.
And your husband drove with his father?
Yes, my father-in-law drove his van.
And I'd like you to describe to me what the house looked like when you left.
Well, I mean, it wasn't spotless, but, you know, some 409 Windex. And then there was a trash, which I did tell him was going to be there. But the dump was closed by the time.
So you're talking about one day's worth of garbage.
Oh, yeah. I actually thought I was staying another day.
About just one day's worth of garbage.
Right.
Other than that, the house was in good condition.
Yes.
And when you rented it, it was in good condition.
Mostly, yes.
On what date, Mr. Needham, did you go back to the house?
I got the text message from her on the 16th stating that they had left. Marcia apologized for the damages to Russell's house, and I went there that day.
Can I see?
And I do have pictures of the house as well.
Do you have the text?
It is a Facebook message.
And I'd like to see
yes,
it,
I
please.
Do. Right here. We were planning to leave tomorrow for Indiana.
Just, I can read.
Okay.
Miss Tucker, would you tell me what you meant by this? I'm sorry things didn't work out, and so, S-O-O-O, sorry for the damage to the property. We will work out a payment plan with you for the damages. Leave me a message here or give us a call on the home phone with any questions.
Yes, like I said, there was still some trash left.
No, we're not talking about trash.
Okay.
We're talking about damage to the property.
No, I meant the trash was what I was talking about.
He says, please leave the house clean and the trash cleaned up, and you write back. I cleaned as much as I could. We had to leave earlier than I planned, and I wasn't able to finish. By the time we left, the dump was closed. I wasn't able to go upstairs to see what it looked like. I truly want to apologize for all the damages. Russell has a lot of issues, and we are trying to work through that. Russell would be him?
Yes, my son.
I feel like he has greatly affected our relationship, and I never wanted that to happen. I want to make this right with you so there are not any ill feelings. And then he writes back, you've cost me thousands of dollars. You let Russell burn images in the carpet, kick holes in the wall, and write blank on the carpet upstairs, fill the attic with garbage, drug items upstairs, and even left your cat for me to deal with. What's all that about? Stand up. Stand up, issues. What's all that about? What's all that about?
I didn't do any. I didn't put any images into the carpet.
What?
I did not put any images.
What did you do, Russell? I mean, this is your mother responding. So I want you to tell me, what did you do to the upstairs of his house?
I did nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing. So you mean both your mother, put it down, both your mother and her cousin are fantasizing about what the upstairs looked like?
I admit I did leave some trash up there.
Well, why don't you tell me what you admit to doing?
A couple of trash bags of trash.
What is a couple of trash bags? A couple of trash bags of what?
Just like trash I've had in my room and cans, bottles.
Yeah, and? Did your mother's cousin give you a job on his farm?
Yes.
Did he treat you reasonably when you were there?
For the most part.
What happened?
I quit working for him.
You quit working for him, or he asked you not to come back?
Kind of both.
Well, why do you think that happened, Russell?
Because every day, I mean, I'd go work for him, and I wanted to hang out with my friends, so...
What friends did you want to hang out with?
I had friends that I knew from there.
Any of those friends ever pay you a visit in your house while your mom was out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sit. Good luck, Miss Tucker. Really, good luck. May I see the
photos?
Photos, please.
Yes. In the carpet is a giant, which has been burned along with a swastika.
I actually have the glasses so that I can see myself.
All right. Thank you, Your Honor.
Is this your sofa?
Yeah, looks like it.
Oh, in the living room?
Yes, there was a sofa in the living room.
Is that your sofa, my question?
That is my sofa. It was.
This bathroom is where, sir?
That would be the upstairs bathroom, which is Russell's bathroom. It has had tile grout dumped in the toilet.
Would you show these pictures, please, to the defendant? And, Ms. Tucker, I really want you to understand that I am sympathetic with the fact that you have your hands full. I got it.
I do appreciate that.
I got it. But somebody has to be responsible for that behavior. And how old is Russell?
15.
It's got to be you. The reason I asked you all the questions I did before, Ms. Tucker, even before I read these emails, which seems to confirm that even you think that Russell caused some of this damage, at least, to the house after you had gotten in the car and you didn't go upstairs to check, and the fact that even you believe that Russell's anger was directed towards your cousin, misdirected as it was, but needs a target for his anger, and it didn't target him personally, but targeted his property. I do think that you probably want to withdraw your counterclaim, Ms. Tucker, which is for damages that you experienced as a result of photographs being put up on Facebook, which actually showed an accurate picture of what the house looked like after your family left. He was furious. I don't actually blame him for being furious. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. The counterclaim is either dismissed or withdrawn. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I told him that I would help pay for cleaning up the house.
She did offer to pay for him, but I really did not trust her that she would ever make payment on this.
I wanted to keep it a private matter, but he decided to make it public.
I did post the pictures. I was furious.
Don't even really want to go back to Kansas anymore.
But that just shows what kind of people they are and how they lived.
I definitely don't want to go back to that city.
It didn't surprise me. Russell has a serious drug issues.
I'd like to put it behind me. I would like to repair the relationship, but if that doesn't happen...
I do not care to see them again.
And I'm okay with that.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hingle versus Braun. Step forward.
Joyce Hingle is suing her former tenant,
Peter Braun for destroying her rental home.
Ms. Engel, at some point, you'll tell me when, you hired Mr. Braun to do renovation on a house that you own and you intended to sell it. Mr. Braun, according to your complaint, did the renovation on the house and then asked you if he and his family could rent the house from you. You agreed to let him do that. And he and his, was it your girlfriend or wife?
Girlfriend
and a couple of kids moved into the house. Then there was some sort of a brouhaha. According to Mr. Braun, he was arrested on some big mistake charge. And when you went to look at your house, according to you, you found your house totally trashed. And you want Mr. Braun to be responsible for that. Mr. Braun says that he would not have trashed a house that he so lovingly restored, and he couldn't have done it because he was in jail. That's your defense. Is that right, sir?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Somebody who caused this kind of damage either had a lot of time on their hands, was smoking something that they shouldn't be smoking, and just was generally bored and angry. Would that be you?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Joyce Hengel says former tenant Peter Braun destroyed her rental home. Peter is denying the charge.
So let me get some dates from you. When did Mr. Braun begin his tenancy with you?
7 of 2012.
July of 2012?
Yes, ma'am.
And when were you incarcerated, Mr. Braun?
April 3rd of this year.
Until when?
May 20th.
Where were you arrested?
I was actually at my buddy's house where I was keeping...
At a friend's house?
At a friend's house where I was keeping one of my vehicles.
I can't hear you. You're mumbling.
At a friend's house where I was keeping my truck at.
How far is the friend's house from Miss Hengel's house?
Probably about 2 or 3 miles.
When was the last time you had slept in the house that you were renting from Miss Hengel?
Probably April 2nd.
And when you slept at the house, who did you sleep there with?
I was alone.
What happened to your girlfriend and the children?
On February 6th, DHS had used the ex parte order to separate me and my girl and the kids and put them in placement of foster care. So they had left on February 6th, and I was there alone since then.
From February 6th to April 2nd, you were in the house alone?
Yes.
And you were arrested on April 3rd?
Yes.
On what date did you go into the house to make an inspection?
April 30th. My property got released to me, ma'am.
April 30th?
Yes.
So between April 3rd and April 30th, it is clear that Mr. Braun was incarcerated. He says. I'm certain that he can prove that to me.
I'm not sure when he was incarcerated,
ma'am.
Well, that's
what he says. Do you have proof otherwise? He says he was arrested on the 3rd of April, and he was incarcerated until the 20th of May. That's what he says. So I don't know whether you're sure, but unless you have proof to the contrary, I must rely on what he says, that that's when he was incarcerated.
No, ma'am, I don't have proof to the contrary.
So that's when he was there. And now you can show me pictures of the property, which I would like to see. And then the next hurdle that you have is to demonstrate to me what proof you have that Mr. Braun vandalized your property.
Just the picture. Those are before and after pictures, Judge. That is the renovation, and then after Mr. Braun moved out.
Who do you work for?
I'm self-employed.
Self-employed what?
Doing construction.
Hmm?
Construction.
I want you to tell me, Mr. Braun, between February 6th and April 2nd, I want you to tell me who you worked for. Pay very careful. What jobs you had, who you worked for, and their phone number.
That time was kind of slow, I didn't have any work during that period of time.
So between February 6th and April 2nd, you were home doing what?
I usually just have a number of hobbies I do, but I mean, I was pretty down since I'd lost my kids.
Who are you?
I'm Ron.
How are you related to him?
I work for him on the house.
Okay, so now I'm going to repeat my question to you just so I have it down pat. Between February 6th, when your girlfriend and the children were removed and the children were put in foster care because of you, and April 2nd, you had nothing to do but sit in the house to do your hobbies. Is that what you're saying to me? I just want to understand that. That's what you were doing.
Basically, yeah.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
My fiance went outside and he called and he said, somebody's in there hiding under a mattress. And I said, what? And I went down there, Your Honor, and Mr. Braun was in the house hiding underneath the mattress.
What were you doing there?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Joyce Hengel says former tenant Peter Braun destroyed her rental home. Peter is denying the charge.
Listen, somebody who caused this kind of damage and destruction to the house either had a lot of time on their hands, was smoking something that they shouldn't be smoking, was taking something that they shouldn't be taking, and just was generally bored and angry. Would that be you?
No.
No. I think it was you. Yes. Yes, sirree, I do. Other than the fact that he had exclusive control over this property for that entire period, according to him, exclusive control. That's what he says. Home for the entire 2 months, and then he was taken away to jail. And this is what was left in the house. You want to look at the pictures?
I'll be all right.
Good. You have any other witnesses that you want me to hear?
My daughter.
For what?
Robert O'Toole. They saw the before and the after, Judge.
No, the before I saw. The after I saw.
All right, ma'am.
Sure you want to see the pictures?
Sure, I'll see them.
Huh?
Yeah, I'll see them.
What was the rental arrangement, Ms. Hengel, just so that I know?
I have a copy of the lease.
No, just tell me what
it was. It was a month-to-month rental agreement.
How much rent was
it? $700 a month, ma'am.
When was the last time he paid rent?
February of this year.
So he lived there in March?
March and April.
April. Well, he lived there in March that
yes,
we know
ma'am.
Of. April he was incarcerated. But he lived there in March.
Yes, ma'am.
Did he offer any excuse as to why he didn't pay rent for March?
He wouldn't answer the phone when my fiancé, Jose, called him. But when I tried to call him from my number, which he didn't recognize, Judge, he answered. And he told me he was in a hotel in Iowa City and that he had moved out. So Jose and I went down there. And there was no electricity. This was at night, Your Honor. There was no electricity in the house. We couldn't get any lights on, so we went and got a flashlight. Went in the house.
On what date?
It was in March, ma'am. Probably the end of March, and the door was wide open. We went into the property, and it was pitch black in there, ma'am, but we had to step over a lot of things and a lot of trash. All we could see is a lot of trash. It was dark in there. And my fiance went outside, and he called, and he said, somebody's in there hiding under a mattress. And I said, what? And I went down there, Your Honor, and Mr. Braun was in the house hiding underneath the mattress.
What were you doing there?
I was
after
not.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
What were you doing there?
I was not hiding under a mattress.
What were you doing there? You heard them come in. Did you hear them come in?
I believe that day they came in.
You were what? Speak up.
I was sleeping at the house.
You were sleeping?
Day. Yes.
Why was there no electricity?
There was electricity. Lights were off.
Okay. Why hadn't you paid rent in March?
I did pay rent in March. Jose received it. He didn't give me a receipt at the time. I paid cash.
You're just a victim all the way around, right?
Most part.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. That's all. Step out.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I don't have very much evidence due to the fact that all my stuff was gone when I got out of jail.
Very disappointing. I trusted this guy. I had him at my house for dinner.
But I have no real proof of anything. She has pictures, so.
Very disappointing.
No way I could really fight it.
I just don't believe somebody came in there and did those kind of damages over a small amount of time.
I didn't do the damage to the house.
I believe those damages were done over a lengthy amount of time.
But it is what it is.
I think he was into a lot of different things that he probably shouldn't have been into.
I'm just moving forward with my life and just kind of taking one day at a time.
I like to believe everyone has a good heart. But I guess you can't, in today's world, you can't believe that.